When you go out on a first date, you learn a lot about the other person, their likes and dislikes, what TV shows they might like, and people are very passionate about their TV. Like, I know for me, if you disrespect New Girl, I will gut you like a fish.
Because you're just so adorable.
Yep. I will come across the table. I've actually choked someone out at a restaurant before because they disrespected New Girl. Uh-huh. And it wasn't even the person I was out with. It was somebody three tables down. I heard them say they didn't like it. Anyway, that's the reason that Sherman, who's on the phone today to do a second date, thinks that his date ditched him in the middle of their date.
What?
Because he disrespected her TV show.
Oh.
Isn't that right, Sherman?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Did she, like, throw her drink in your face as she stormed out of the restaurant?
No, none of that. I went to the bathroom, and then I came back, and she was gone, and she, like, left, like, a pile of money at my seat to pay for the meal.
So you got ditched in the middle of your date. Your email said the only thing you could think of was an argument about TV. What happened before she ditched you?
I mean, we're talking about TV shows and shows we liked and stuff, and she brought up Real Housewives.
Okay.
And I kind of chuckled at that, and I kind of made fun of her for a little bit, but I was just joking.
Like, how bad did you make fun of her? Like,
well, I mean, when she said I watched Real Housewives, I was like, you really watch that trash? And that's kind of, I don't think she liked it, but I was joking.
Did she laugh about that, or did she seem legitimately pissed off at you?
I feel like she was more upset than she was happy about it.
Yes. And how long after you made that comment did she ditch you in the middle of your date?
I'd say we talked for another 5-10 minutes, and then I had to go make a restroom break.
Okay, so let's back up just a little bit. Up until the TV discussion, you're saying everything was fine on your date?
Everything seemed cool, yeah. We met at the restaurant, got our appetizers. We had some small conversations, just talking about likes and dislikes and stuff. I thought it was going fine.
You'd never met this girl before. This is like a blind date or someone you met online?
Yeah, it was a blind date situation. Her friend is my neighbor, and I was just talking to my neighbor one day about how, you know, I'm single and, you know, ready to mingle and stuff. And then he was like, you should meet my friend. And then she seemed down to meet up. So we met up, and I thought it was going great.
Until you dropped the hammer on her about Real Housewives. So when you got back to the table and you saw a pile of cash sitting there and your date gone, what'd you do?
I just kind of sat there and just waited. I thought maybe she went to the valet or maybe she wanted to go on a smoke break or something. And probably like 15 minutes in, I realized, like, I got ditched.
So did you try to call her or text her or anything?
Yeah, I was sending her a text, just, you know, making sure things were cool. And I was like, hey, did I offend you with the Housewives thing? You know, it was just a joke. Sending her things like that, but she just hasn't responded back.
So you've heard nothing from her other than coming back to the table, finding cash, and no date.
Yeah, cash on the seat, and she was gone.
Do you actually want to talk to a woman who would be so offended by anyone talking trash about Housewives again, though?
Well, I don't think she realized I was joking about the Housewives thing. Like, I don't mind Housewives. It's just, you know, it's cool to hate. It's a fun show to hate on.
It is. It's very fun to hate on that.
It's easy.
But do you want to call somebody who ditched you in the middle of a date because of it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, she was really cool. She was beautiful. She was smart. We laughed and stuff. Like, I wouldn't mind a second date if it's at all possible.
Huh.
And I think the Housewives thing was the cause, but honestly, I'm not sure. It could have been anything. So I just kind of want to get some closure on this and figure out what exactly, like, what did I do?
Yeah, it would be confusing if somebody left me in the middle of the day. I mean, it's never happened. But if it did happen, it would bother you a lot because you're like, what did I do that was so wrong? She couldn't even handle hanging out with me for like another hour until we finished dinner.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I want to know exactly what went wrong. And, you know, if I can get a second date, great. But if not, I at least want to get some closure on this whole thing.
That's understandable.
It's just hard for me to believe that anyone who's a fan of Housewives doesn't understand also how ridiculous it is. I think you did something else.
I don't think I did anything else, but it's the only thing I can think of right now, like I said.
All right, well, let's find out then. We're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, hold on, man.